So this is a big Rambam here on the Mishnah of, I guess about the whole Indian of taking money for learning and so on. So the Mishnah says, Reb Tzadok Oymer, Loi Taset Ator Lizgadvel, Loi Kardam Lechol Mehem. You shouldn't make Torah into a Kardam Lechol Mehem. Kachoy Hiloy Medesham Shesoga Yolif. So the Rambam says, "Koratzisi loyla davazatziv." I didn't want to talk about this. The Vishumavu, it's obvious. Or the Yodi Gamkein Shedvarei Boy Loyosulov Gdolam Atayra. Ulay Lechulam, and I know that what I'm saying, most Gedolim are not going to like, and maybe not even all of them. I'll say it anyway. So I won't be nice upon him, not to him as there before, and not to anybody afterwards. So it's incredible. In other words, the Rambam says that, you know, what I'm going to say, very few people hold like me, if anybody, but I still think it's the emes, and I need to say it.
It says Al Tasas Atar Kardam Lachpaboy.
Kleima Al Tachsheveho Klili Parnasa. A person should not look at Torah as a kli for Parnasa. Ubiya Zeva Amar Shekol Mishena Boilam Bazeh Oilam the Kveda Torah. Shu Kiris Nafshe Michaelam Haba. So he says he's that anybody who's being nene from it is Kiris Nafshe Michaelam Haba. People just disregard it, and they're tossed it away. And they rely on mamorim that they don't understand. And I'll explain it. They made Torah positions into jobs. Ve'viyub ne'odam lispa sh'tus gemura sh'zeh tzorech ha'machuyev, and they people hold something which is a sh'tus gemura that not that, and they, instead of it, not only do they say it's right, they say it's mechuyev. Lazer chachomim l'talmidim l'anoshon ha'iskim b'toyer t'orosim nosan, to help people that t'orosim nosan. Ve'chol zeh tos. It's a toss. Ain b'Torah mashki amesoy soy. There's nothing in Torah that proves it. But like regal sheshal shupanim, there's nothing that indicates it. Lefisha onu imnayin b'toldus hachachamim zchon avracha loynimtzetz lam loyatoldus chavos avnadam. We don't find that the chachamim imposed taxes on people. Like kibbutz mam leyeshivas aron zechbados. They didn't gather money from important yeshivas. Lo l'rashi golyas lo dayonim lo mabitzei teira. We don't find the Gemara any collections for Torah personalities. You find amongst the Chachamim some very wealthy people, some very poor people. And you can't say that they weren't good mechasam zitzdaka. Ela zeha oni ilu poshit el kachas. If the oni only wanted to, he memalim bases of my gold, they fill up his house with diamonds and gold. Avuloyse came. Ela mistapik b'malachas in hispanis menu. The person was mistapik with whatever he earned. Bein berevach bein bedoichak. Ubaz lemashe b'dei b'nei adam hoil v'atayrasa v'atayim v'natam nimenu. And he couldn't care less about what people had to give, because the Torah said not to. He was a woodchopper, Hilazakin. Vubitachas Anias is extremely poor. Umalosoi, and his madrega was so high, Adki Talmidov Himashahushul Meshvi Yeshua. Victorin Talmidov Zeichon Zakai.
And it's obvious that if he would have wanted to, people would have supported him and they would not have let him become a woodchopper. B'ni dayo kav chuv me'erev shatz erev Shabbos v'lo bikesh me'adam. Karna was a dayan b'chol Eretz Yisrael, mentioned a bunch of times in Gemara. V'yamash kesoda sheboim ba'ledino oyma oyshet titim yishashem koyim she'eskim lachem oyshet shima shabbatim adosi v'od lachem. He was working, he would irrigate the field, and people came for the Torah. He said, Rabbi, you have a choice. Either find somebody to volunteer to do the work, or pay me what I'm going to lose. I'm not going to lose money for you.
Those
people were not mean people. And you don't find any chachamim say what kind of crazy dor do we live in? I'm such a chacham and I'm so much poverty and nobody's helping me.
They were chassidim and they believed it.
And they didn't allow themselves to take money for it.
They felt that taking money for teaching is a chil Hashem.
Because then Torah becomes a job.
So a person who does it ends up being mevazeh dvar Hashem, because he reduces it to another type of career.
Ve'omnam tos elam isgabrim keneged emes Hashem for Russian because
the reason why they made this mistake, people, and they think that taking money from other people is appropriate, is because you find stories in Chazal that about people that are physically misfortune.
These
were old people, maimed people. They had no choice but to take.
The Chazal is talking about Beval Mum Leuchas Malacha, Av Ima Yecholis Lemtzia Torah Bazaderech. So of course, anyone who can't, that's where they're stuck, and that's what you're supposed to take and supposed to give, and so on.
Rav Yosef Ola Shalmai Noisa Eitzim Vayim Gdoila Malacha Shemachamem Says Balea.
He would say,
so Rabbi Yosef said
that carrying the wood warms him up when he schleps the wood.
This came out of a happiness with the midah of Istapkus.
Ukrashamatim haniftim, the people who are fooled by mamarim, nislim ba'omram haroitzilahonis yonikelisha v'shlodonis layonikishmar mosi.
Gemara says that if a person wants to take money, he wants to say brachas, he can take like Elisha. If he doesn't want to take, he can take the Shomer Masi.
V'zeh eina doyme l'zeh klal.
The klal has no shaykhis to what they're doing.
V'om l'zeh tzli silov mishamei v'rayi mimenu.
And this, he says, I can't say the person make a mistake. I think this person is wantonly perverting what it says.
It's clear inside if you look at it. There's no reason why he's making a mistake except that he wants to.
Elisha did not take money from anybody.
He certainly did not impose on them chiyuvim.
Ve'omnam ha'yimekabel ha'kibud bilvad.
And
He would go into somebody, he was traveling, and somebody would invite him in and say, stay over by me tonight. That's a normal mahalach of people being mahan each other, that he would do.
Shmuel
had a special kpeda that he didn't do even that.
So
this type of receiving goods, which is a normal type of thing, you come to a city, someone says, why don't you stay by me? So if he wants you diamond to that, he can do that.
So
there, either of the two hanhagas is appropriate. It's perfectly okay to be nanny for somebody when you're, you know, and coming by and so on. It's not called a being nanny from the Torah. You mareach anybody that comes to the city, a person, or if you want to have hanhagim yichedus, you don't go to anybody.
So
the grounds for not, the grounds why you can go in or not is if it's the type of thing that you're doing only out of need, necessity, when you're traveling, but you're not stam hanging out by a maratzim and so on. Okay, so this is one part of it. Now he says, "V'loma arich b'zeinyan." Why am I being myrich this? Ani esker hamaisa. Ani esker hamaisa asheisbar b'talmud. So I'm going to say the maisa that says in the Gemara. now the. So he says, and if you want to be in action, you'll do whatever you want, but I want to show you a Gemara. It says, somebody had a vineyard where people would steal stuff, and he would find less and less grapes every day. And he realized that somebody was out to get him. It was out to steal from him, not to get him. He volume its time is that Tom and Command Novin was always upset. At Shabotsim and Mashabotsa Shtocha Shayavish, Vosavatsimukim. And he would so he waited until it was the harvest, and then the grapes would fall, it would dry out and they would become raisins. Those leftover raisins, so when a person puts out raisins and figs to dry, and there's a little bit left over, that is muta. And uborab tarfim, bimikri mechlazakarim tarfim came viyasha. And he picked up these tzimukim, which he's allowed to do. He figured, hey, this is the guy. He had heard of Reb Tarfon, he didn't know what he looked like. I guess they didn't have Gedolim pictures in those days. He put him into a bag, and he went to throw him into a river. Because Reb Tarfon atzma oivid, when Reb Tarfon saw that he's about to be killed, tzak oilu le Tarfon shezahoyger, won't you Tarfon that so-and-so is killing me? Because Hashem azabal hakem, when he heard it, he nicho barach liyod ikichot echad gadol. He realized that he was doing something terrible. V'ayir Reb Tarfon m'sheiros yomo is hayom doyiv u'meil mashir loy. Reb Tarfon was very upset all his life, but tzilo nafshu b'choyr ha-toyra. Now, what was the options? In other words, the Rambam is bothered by a problem. I mean, it's a nice thing not to be mishtamish in Kisa Shel Torah, but it's not Deicha Pikuach Nefesh. If this would be the only way to get out of being tossed into a river, then you would certainly have to do it. So the Rambam is sort of answering a side problem here that's going to address. I mean, it's nice to profit Madrigas, but not when somebody is out to kill you. So he says no. He had another Eitzah. He could have said, hey, I'll pay you whatever you want, and don't kill me. He had money, he had resources that he could have used.
So the Gemara said he was wealthy and he could have. So you see that when it comes even to being saved, a person shouldn't be saved and so on. Now, I'm not sure what the raya is for that, because over there he really had another etzah. Imagine somebody has money to live off and he still goes around collecting. That certainly is wrong by all counts. I'm not sure what his raya is, but that's his raya. And then it says, "Upasach Rabbeinu Hakadosh, Shalom Aitzes Chita B'Shas Rabban, Ba'ama Kol Mi Sheroitz Akas Panasasi Yavi Yikas Panasasi, Ubetnai Sheit Hamicham, Obor Rabbi Yonis Ben Amram V'Amad Lefan Avayne Makirei, Ba'ama Loi Panaseni V'Amad Lebeizem Madrei Gatav Limut, Ba'ama Loi Panaseni Kekel Avayrev. Give me money like." Give me food like kelvayv. Ritzayim, I feel ainly chachma. When she finds Hashem chayet meyav tomei parnaseini, she no more sparks mehem. Vinosnoi. Shuv his charet acharkach al shepito bedvarav. Then he got upset. Va'ama oily shenene mama oretz nechosai. From a loisim a shadiyah masheira ula yenisim ben amram tamit chahu. She neroitz elonis bechavashal teira. Kol shef shoy zev hil tachbula. Bechoka vemotza adavakein. He says you have two maisim, and you see how much chachamim went out of their way not to be nerded for kisa shel Torah. Now, again, this is, I guess, it possibilities where they had their own way. You know, they had other ways of doing it. He could have gotten, like he says in the story, in the second story, he could have gotten by just pleading that there be mefanisim like in Amaretz, like a chayat meal, you know, and so on, and it worked. So if a person has a choice of getting the same money without saying I'm a Talmud Chacham, that for sure it's not right being a Kesa Shel Torah. So it's not so easy to see what the Tzushtal is. But so on the other hand, you do have things that is Mata Talmud Chacham. So what was he matter? So he says the eitzer that's appropriate is to have to invest money with somebody where the person is. So let's say I have $1 million and I give somebody money to buy schayer and to sell it. So living off investments is okay. So he says another eitzah, and that is, one second. Yeah, hello? Hello? Ah, okay. Okay, no, I said it. I don't know who's calling, if somebody's calling in or whatever. Okay. So he says, so the Torah allowed us to invest money, live off that. That's called Matl Malayla Kistam Chomim. Vishetimacha Srasim Tchilo Mashimacha. They can also have a certain level of monopoly on a marketplace. The mashal, let's say I'm selling wheat. So they make a takana that until I don't finish selling my wheat, no one else can sell their wheat. This is ensures. So on the one hand, I'm free. I have time to learn. On the other hand, I'm not being near for anybody else. And there were many small towns in Europe that couldn't afford to pay a rav, and what they would do is give him a monopoly on certain on certain items like staples, salt and yeast and candles. It was enough to get by on, and yet didn't take up time. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in Zurich in Switzerland, he didn't have a job, and he didn't want to take money. What they did is they gave him a monopoly that every chassan had to buy the basics, like the silverware basics, from him. So, you know, the leichter with this, with that, and that, and b'meila he was he had what he needed, and that was it. So, ve'ilu chukim shekav Hashem lem, kama shekav matan zekayim ma'ases levi, lefi mashbal ha'kapala. And also, they're allowed to take like the trumas and ma'ases. Why? Ki shtei ha'pe'ulos ha'elu, yeshe ases ha'sechim tzatzim tzatzim derech kavet. Both of these are bekavadika ways. So, in other words, the Rambam is more bothered by people going around and saying, you know, I need money, I'm a poor person, and so on. Here, either you do a business deal, or he says, Chukim shekav Hashem lahem. Now, I'm not quite sure what exactly is the story of Trumas and Maestris. And Trumas and Maestris, that's clearly, it's like a tax on the community to support these people. I don't understand how the Rambam answers the Trumas and Maestris one. I mean, he does say that it's appropriate because it's sort of a fixed amount. I guess it's more derech kavod and so on. But I'm not sure really what he does with it. Then he says, "Ulochol apachas yia tamid chachamim k'mo amaretz mechubit." V'chein potter ha'teira is kol tamir chachamim choyves ha'shulden kulon. They're potter from taxes. Min amisim v'achsanyes, that's quartering, or misi ha'nefesh, v'im ha'shenikar kesev gulgolta, yifrom b'avur makol. The community and pays the taxes. Anything that the government imposed, any tax, in a certain sense, the reason is, it's not as if they're using that money to live off. It's more they're avoiding. It's sort of a mavriachari. I guess that's why it's permissible. They said something, I mean, it's halacha is like that. Even if the Talmud Chacham is a very wealthy person, he does not have a chiyuv. He does not have a chiyuv to mishtatif. That's the Rimagash. That was the Rambam's Rebbe. Or the Rav over there, the Ishpe Andalus, Andalusian, Shahoyloi Ganes Vikramim, Shemchuva Vuram Elef Dinrib, Vehoyra Le Potre Mamas. And he said that they're potter from paying mass. Even if the poorest person paid, still out of respect to Tamil Chachamim, we would patter them. So this is the Rambam's sheet over here. Now, the Rambam is there are other places like everything else. There are other places you have to see to be able to sort of make sense of Rambam's sheet. You have the famous Rambam Talmud Torah, who says that Torah Baal Peh you're never allowed to teach. You have the Rambam in Hilchis Shmita Yevlis, who says that you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if anybody who's not Beruchai, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Mazmel Levat Tzorich. The Rambam, and in the Rambam himself, Hilchis Talmud Torah, he says, it's a chil Hashem, biza satira, kibimor adas, famous lashon. In later on, the next halach over there, he says, maila gdoili l'misho espayas v'yesodav, it's a big maila, or midas chasidim arishonim hi, b'zazeg l'chavet tovish v'olam hazen, olam haba. I mean, if you told me it's an iser, so why did he call the other side a maila toiva, and so on? It's like saying, you know, if somebody is not Mechal Hashem, it's a Maila Tev and so on. Very strange. There's also a letter that he writes to his Talmud that he tells him, I'm advising you. I'm allowing you to open up a Beis Medrash, but I'm advising you not to take money. It sounds very much that it's advice. It doesn't sound like it's halacha. So it's something which is a I don't know. It's something that needs a more clear understanding of what's what. Different mahalchim, the marshal. So the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim Lamashal says also it's a big mila not to come onto the tzibur, and even if he's a talmud chacham and gedolei chacham somebody b'chayitz ve'etzim and so on. So over there he's talking about not any special iser on talmid chachamim, but he's just saying in general, it's good if a person can make it on his own without being nisketed tzibur, then he should do it. So, hard to say. It's the Rambam certainly felt that it was a very big maila. The Rambam certainly felt that it's possible to take money, and the three ways are either not v'ruchoy, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be masmin. I assume it means a Kadosh Baruch Hu masmin some sort of parnasa, like he says, and the Rambam here tells us that if you take it like Trumas and Maisris, which is Kavua, or your partner in a business, that's ideal and that's best. I mean, I don't know, that's as far as we can. The Rambam himself, people make a big mistake. The Ramban was a doctor, and the Ramban worked as a doctor, and it seemed to have worked as a doctor all his life, I guess. The Rambam did not work as a doctor till the end of his life. He had a Yisachar Zvulun Heskem with his brother Reb David. He writes that in a letter, and he sat 10 years for writing the Mishnah Torah. And then when his brother was drowned, it was an accident, he drowned in a shipwreck. So the Rambam had to go and work as a doctor. So he didn't even have time to go over the Mor Nevuchim and check the translation. That's how busy he was. And he writes that his day is really, really, like he has no time to day. It's all taken up by people taking his time and so on. So even the Rambam would not have been zocher to write his major svarim had he been encumbered with being a doctor. It's mostly pshitasa. You know, I mean, the Mishmur speaks about it, and the Beis Yosef speaks about it. There's a lot of literature where they say, yes, the Rambam is right in theory, maybe. In other words, certainly it's fantastic if people can make ends meet and not be zdikah debrius. It's everything is wonderful. But the choice realistically is that we would have much, much less Torah, if any, if people had to do that. It's hard for us to imagine. I mean, adrabah, there are no there are very, very few business people that are Talmid Chachamim of such rank that they could actually serve as Dayanim and Paiskim. Yes, there are some, but you certainly would you would basically be destroying Torah and Klal Yisrael. And you have to ask yourself, the people that are so gung-ho about it, Iboilahu, is the pshat that the Sonish didn't cover that Torah, or the pshat is that they just don't want to be bothered to support Torah, and then, and because it's a big pain. I don't know, you know, it's not so clear. If people really needed there should be Torah in the world, I don't think anybody who's realistic in any sense of the word could possibly think that you can do it without it. Okay, any questions, any points? Okay. Take care, all the best, bye.